I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. ISIS executed a 65-year-old pastor in Bangladesh last week. Hossein Ali was a Muslim background believer. The terrorists use his murder as a lesson to others. Asian Access's Joe Handley says,
Pastor Ali came to Christ and was leading a small fellowship in his district. And then when he started connecting with Muslims, and then they, in fact, converted and started attending church, then the pressure started coming down.
But this wasn't an isolated incident. However, Asian Access remains committed to training church leaders because there's too much at stake not to. See, this is a rallying cry for support and for prayer.
As we pray globally, it helps these folks. And they feel more strength when they know the body of Christ is praying for them.
And as you consider partnering with Asian Access, ask yourself this question. How desperate are you to spend time with other Christians? Linda's breaking point came just the other day.
I am digging a tunnel so I can go to church when I want to and not wait for a ride.
Sally Gallagher of King's Table Ministry says Linda is a member of an unreached people group that lives in every nation. Unfortunately, Linda's people are often overlooked by Christians, even in the U.S. See, Linda's a member of the special needs community. King's Table needs people like you to help them connect with a local church.
I could use some really solid, loving Christian people that would like to get involved in this ministry.
We'll connect you with more details at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7 is offering a free booklet called This Ugly Disease. And these words are meant to encourage the family and friends of those who've been touched by Alzheimer's and dementia. To get your copy, go to missionnews.org to sign up. I'm Ruth Kramer.